Thanks, everybody, for listening. Sambo's getting ready to come on here. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will be back next Friday, but then the Friday after that, once again, Kenny Joe will be out of town, so we'll have some. We'll either have some pre-recorded Zombo, or maybe I'll do some pre-recorded Zombo, or maybe pre-recorded me. What do you think,
dude? I'm not even listening. I'm sorry.
Yeah, apparently I wasn't listening to what I was saying either. So time for me to go. Once again, thanks for listening.
Bring a little something and I'll let
Balsamo in your brain. Delivering joy. Delivering joy and madness to the huddled little mass. Don't even have a masses. I got one mass. There you go, you guys. I mass you. Hey! I mass you a whole bunch. And I'm back here, live in the studio as always. Well, not as always, but as today. Today is, look at your calendar, January 23rd, 2026, the eve of Snowpocalypse 3. That is right. Since I've been in this burg, there's been three major snowstorms. 2003, I think 2010. Was that 2010, 2003? It's all a blur. And, yeah, so we're headed for a Snowmageddon. And, you know, we don't get it, we don't get it. But the nice thing is, with being a weatherman, that it, even with all this fancy technology, it's so unpredictable. Like, you know, I guess you go to meteorology school, you get like a 65 on a test, that's an A, just because it's a bunch of guessing. How are you guys doing? All right, this is week number three of the recap. Is it week number three or four? I think it's three, yeah, three. Let me look here. I think it's three. Yep, yep. The third week, this is the third quarter. So this is what I always do. It's called the quarterly report. Do it right after the first of the year. Recap the finest music finds and my finest music gifts. I'm given a lot of nice music. You know, my investment is just my luck and my time. It's millions of dollars worth of music. And do I feel guilty about getting free music? No, I do not. Because I spent the first 65%. 65 is the number, man. 68. No, 62. I can't count that high. I'd say the last 40 years of my life. About 40 years prior. Spending all of my money on music. Some of these things you hear, you know, I bought on record. Then I bought on cassette. Then I bought on CD. And if I'm going to buy an invisible copy, you are sadly mistaken. I have no guilt whatsoever of getting free music. Because, honestly, the artists get so little. Like, it's not like, oh, man, you're really ripping off the artists. You know, the artists are already getting ripped off by the man. You know, they put out a record, and they get a million streams. They get like $18. So I don't feel bad about that at all. So I'll stream them, too. So I'll give them a couple cents that way. How about that? When I want to hear something on the Spotify or on the streaming service. I don't even do Spotify. Streaming services. You know, you get them 1.00 of a penny. Rough business. Rough business. You got to love music. You got to love music to do it. Speaking of guys that just kind of got horn-swoggled by the music industry, that was the Wipeouters, a.k.a. Devo. From 2005, that album was over 20 years old. The album was called Patwang, and it was the Wipeouters, Devo as a surf band. And it was a mixed bag, but that song I really like, Twist and Launch. We started off with a new album from the Untamed Youth, Deke Dickerson and Company, Party Going On Down the Street, recapping the free, my free music finds. That's a good way to put it. My free music finds of 2025, recapping. And 2025 was an okay year for new music. A great year for new music was 2021. And 2020, all that COVID stuff. Remember that? Remember way back when, the dark days of COVID? Now we're in the dark days of fascism. Hot damn tamale. We're just living history every day. Every day is history. And we may be getting a historic snowstorm. So this would be nice. You listen to this show like in the summer or a repeat or even like a year or two from now. You say, man, he made this big deal about this giant snowstorm. Everybody's making a big deal about the giant snowstorm. And all it did was devastate Pittsburgh. That's all it did. Brought it to its knees. I remember Snowmageddon. And I think it was 2010 or 2012. And it was great. It was hilarious. Because for me, I ain't got a horse in this race. I don't got to worry about no dumb job. I don't got to worry about no dumb family. All I worried about is dumb me. And it was really interesting just to like see everything just all just grind to a halt. That's kind of how COVID was. Everything grinded to a halt, and everybody just got to kind of just reflect a little bit. And it knocked people out of their routine. That's what I think. If anything good comes out of these, you know, catastrophic weather things, it knocks us out of our routine. And that just kind of makes you feel more alive. An inconvenience sometimes just kind of makes you feel more alive. It's not good, you know, but there's something about like moseying through life and then looking back and going, wow, that record was 20 years ago. Yeah, that's spooky. And 2005 doesn't seem like 20 years, does it? Doesn't seem like 20 years. I don't know, man. The whole time changed after the millennia. I think something weird happened in Y2K that nobody told us about. Something really weird happened in Y2K because time just shifted gears. It just shifted gears, and now it's moving all weird and nebulous. And if you know this, past Y2K, all the culture just kind of blurred. Everything just kind of got to be all mushy. Fascinating. Hey, you know what? This is kind of neat. I wanted to save this to later, but I've been getting mail here. It's so kind. I got more mail than I've ever gotten in all of the 25 years I've been on. Wow, I was on 25 years, yeah. 25 years. All the 25 years on this station. I was like 5 or 10 years on another station in Ohio. But I got nice holiday cards, Hanukkah and Christmas cards, and just genuine good old greetings and from all my favorite Cretans. And it makes me feel good in a weird way, or weird in a good way. You know, just to know that people out there are listening. It is fascinating. Because the last thing I think about when I'm here is, you know, anything. It's all puddle of consciousness. It's not even stream of consciousness. It's like a puddle of consciousness. And we're going to have some fun today. We're going to be recap. At least I'm going to have some fun. You know, I have some letters I can read that I got in here. And I got some fine feathered friends. That's all I got to say. So one of the things is I am always discovering new music because of you guys. And Dwayne, who I'm surprised listens. That's the first time you probably heard the word Dwayne. First time I ever played, said the word Dwayne, other than Dwayne Eddy. But anyhow, local legend Dwayne, that's right, said, hey, why don't you play some John Wayne? And I'm like, who's John Wayne? John Wayne? John Wayne. So I started doing some research, and I put the Zombo Team on it. And this was a one-man band guy. And I think it was like from the 90s or something. It's all a blur, friends. This could have been from another universe. This is crazy. Texas Mockingbird by John Wayne. And once again, a request from Dwayne. And this is one of the few songs of his I can play because they're dirty, but I like this one. RCT Zombo, you right there. Recapping 2025. Texas Mockingbird. Count it down. Woodpecker.
About the chicken. What about a chicken? I didn't get any chicken.
I do it too. pairs of oven gloves, serviettes, dye, black, crackers, an ounce of ice, conditioner, nightlights, BB gin, large jar of Marmite, demerara sugar, spanners, Vaseline, four green baubles, crisps, grape polish, Mr. Muscle, bread, BB gin, peas pudding, spring onions, daps, scotch eggs, pound of sausages, pork, phyllo pastry sheets, catering pack of gherkins, pot noodle, birthday cake candles, flour, BB gin, pastry cutters, heated rollers, potato waffles, hundreds and thousands, some ant powder, A4 manila envelopes, three lines, large block of Cornish vanilla, two small milk loaves, WD-40, BB gin, cocktail sticks, stone of brie, Jersey milk, nine panda pots, spatulas, John Ball printing kit, new sheets, needles, gravy browning, batteries, BB gin, egg mayonnaise sandwich.
Another little thing I got requested from Hap. Thank you, Hap. And Banjo Boy or Banjo Boy by Jan and Keld. And those, you ever see what these guys look like? These kids look like they look like two young George Formbys with really bad vitamin D deficiency. I don't know if they had any, must not have got a lot of sunlight up there. Jan and Keld with Banjo Boy. And yeah, it's a catchy little number. Definitely cheers a lot of folks up. Thank you, Hap, for requesting that. So that you have another nice. See, that's the thing. I think it takes so long to get letters here. This could have been from 2023. You know, these holiday cards could be from 2023. Because all of a sudden the station goes, "Hey, what do we do with your mail?" I go, "Mail? I never get mail. Occasionally something. But wow, comes. I appreciate it. I really do. I think this is very nice. And I got a very nice Hanukkah card from Mikey. Thank you. And I'm always like out there trying to do my darndest. Let me tell you what we played there. Tell you, sorry, I'm doing my darndest. We played BB Gin. Oh, what a great tune by Death by Chocolate. And before that, we heard, what did we hear? We heard Kleenex, actually a band called Lilliput, but they're also known as Kleenex, called Ain't Ya. And that's really nice 80s girl. Something about 80s English, kind of like punkish girls, that and vampire women. Those two things, man. Like English punk rock chicks and vampire women. They hypnotize me. Actually turns me into a just jelly. I don't know why, but I must be. And I always liked, I don't know, whatever. I don't know. Always think there's a kind of, I don't know why, but I don't know. I don't try and figure things out. You're wired the way you're wired. Yeah. That's what people say. Well, I don't know why this person's a certain way. Well, it's none of your business. You know, it really isn't. I know a lot of people doing a lot of stuff and good for them. You know, as to thine own self be true. How's that for today? Yeah, to thine own self. I don't think I worry about that myself. I don't know if I'm true to myself. I don't know. I think I am. Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. Because we're on the verge of Snowpocalypse 3. That is right. And if you listen to the show in the future, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But if you listen to this in the future, we survived. We're supposed to get hammered with an amazing amount of snow Sunday. So everybody's panic. And it's, you know, do what you got to do. That's the amazing thing, how fragile society is. You know, a snowstorm just kind of like cripple the, you know, like the Dust Bowl. You know, it really wasn't even so much, you know, it wasn't even so much like the whole financial thing collapsed. There was this big, climate thing. And we didn't know how to mess with it. Who cares? Man, just all in the past. You know, another nice one. I got not only a card, I got a lesson in how to pronounce Duquesne or Duquesne or Duquesne. I always like Duquesne. I always like Duquesne. That's just, I'm not much of a Duquesne guy. But they sent me a nice kitchen magnet that I stick to the metal plate in my head on the incline. Zombo in your brain, right here, RCT Pittsburgh. And recapping the music finds that I found was given to me over the past year. Some of them new stuff, some of them old stuff. But, you know, hey, we're hanging out, right? We're hanging out. We're doing this. Yeah, we are. Oh, I'm only going to tell you this once. Once. So that's my new rule. For selfless, shameless promotion, Polkamaniacs are playing tonight and tomorrow at Jurgles. So there, we're going to be there tonight and we're going to be there tomorrow. With the Amish Outlaws. So that'll be fun. And we will, it could be the last party forever. If, you know, Snowpocalypse smothers us all, like the movie The Day After Tomorrow. Did you see the movie The Day After Tomorrow? Or it was The Day After, I saw it a while ago, so it was probably in the past now. But they made this big stink about it. Like, oh, there's another one of these, like, you know, Chicken Little movies. Oh, no, the end of, you know, and it basically just about this big freeze. And, you know, we do what we do. We're just this tiny little speck in this abyss. What do you expect? You know? This tiny, tiny little speck in an abyss. It is amazing. And you know, most of everything is just nothing. Space. You know? Rumor has it that, you know, the universe is only like, you know, was tiny, you know, really small. Really small. And just blew up. And everything is just like, there's so much black and nothing in outer space. There's so much nothing. And a lot of your body is all space. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, a lot of your body's, some space is expanding. Yeah. Speaking of expanding space, I love this new Chris Difford tune from Squeeze, Fat as a Fiddle, Zombo in Nine Brain. Where are we on? 88.3? Yeah. RCT. don't know why I like this. You know, because it made the cut. Because usually I have about that's called Heavy Hand by Drink a Buttercup. I must have been in an odd mood when that made it past the filter, the Zombo filter, because it is I sift through about 100 albums thanks to some friends. One friend in particular who never listens to the show, but that's beside the point. He's too busy. He's too busy finding music for me. So that's kind of nice. He says, "Why should I listen to your show? You're just gonna play the things I find." So okay, thanks, man. And so that I always really am very happy to have some good hunters and gatherers out there. They do the hunting and the gathering for me. I don't have time to do this. But I sort through about 100 albums a month. 100 albums a month, 100 box sets a month, about 100 a month, at least 100 a month. So you got to understand, there's 1,200 records, 1,200 full records that I filter down into like these little shows. And I don't know how that made it there. Hopefully this made the cut better. The Anomalies with Anxiety. Let's try that. That just wasn't doing it for me. Got ready. That guitar is a little too loud for my blood. Oh, that's more like it, man. Those nice minor chords. It's okay. It's not earth-shattering. Nah, let's try this. This would be a very short show. I don't know what happened with the third quarter, but man, so far, I'm not too happy with what I'm playing. Let's try this. Already, it sounds too guitar-y for my blood. Nice, Franz Ferdinand with Jane Birkin. Song for a sorry angel.
Angel, sorry soul.
Suicide lover, I wasn't messing with pain. Without me, you decided my issue. like you got stuck in your ways. You had the best of your days.
Pretty nice tune. That's pretty good. Paranoid Parenting by Barbie Bangkok. And we heard in front of that Jason Lowenstein with Codes and Franz Ferdinand with a song for Angel. Sorry, Angel. And that's a Serge Gainsbourg tune. All right, there we go. That kind of wound all that stuff up. All right. And it's almost 11 o'clock already. And I should talk to you for a little bit. Tell you about some shows on the station. Tell you about some fantastic things going on in the... No, there's not fantastic things going on in the world. But we are surviving. We are muscling, right? We're a bunch of musclers. And, RCT is supported by Attic Records. Good on Attic Records, an independently owned operated shop that buys and sells used CDs, new and records. And they're located at 513-513-867-5309 Grand Avenue in Millville. For more information, call 412-821-8484. Go to Attic Records Online. There you go. Yeah, if you're interested in underwriting for RCT, you can email prwrct.org. For more information, promotional exchanges, and other partnership opportunities, allow 6 to 8 years for a response. Not to say anything, but another interesting thing about the year 2000 is I don't think I bought any music. Maybe a little bit. The past 25 years, I spent very little money on music. I think the most I spent on stuff, I spent like some money on some 78s when I was collecting 78s. But then I got bored with it. You know, I got 178s. That's all my whole record, all my physical media, okay, is 178s. 178s, 78 RPM records. I have no 45s. I have no LPs. I have no CDs. I have no DVDs. I have no Blu-rays. I have no TVC-15s. Nothing. I have no physical media. I have no time for that. I've been down that road. I don't want this avalanche, which will probably be getting an avalanche, this avalanche of media crushing me. And some people say, oh, there's something to be said about having, you know, media when the cloud goes down, when your drives die, when there's no more electricity, then game over. Then game over. Yeah, game over. Luckily, I have been surrounded my life with people more obsessed with music than I am. Maybe more obsessed with music, but very hunters and gatherers that are very sharing. I mean, we lived around the country. You know, we lived in Tacoma. We lived in Seattle, Tacoma for a while. Hung out with guys, a guy named the Record Geek. This guy's 45 collection was insane. He spent all his money on 45s. This guy had unbelievable amounts. And he would basically, I had all the time in the world. I had no real employment when I was up there. And so I basically spent all day listening and recording 45s. Oh, that 45's good. That 45's good. Oh, that one's not so good. And he let me go through his whole collection. Well, at least what I thought would be the interesting stuff, the real weird stuff. You know, stuff he spent, like, I spent $100 on this 45. Man, he was dope. But whatever. But anyhow, that him. Then down in El Paso, hung out with Mookie and the crew down there. And they hooked me up with, like, all these old lowrider 45s and all these crazy recordings. You know, then where else? Cleveland, that area. Got a good buddy Dougie up there, or around that area, northeastern Ohio. And he basically supplies me with a lot of stuff because he's a hunter and a gatherer on the internets. And then my hometown, crummy little city in Ohio, the dude Nathan. Nathan the record collector. This is a crazy story. I'll tell you this, then I'll get on. This is how this music, I have just always been surfing the wave of people absolutely obsessed with getting every recorded thing in the world and then sharing it. And I filter it down. All I am is a conduit. Zombo the conduit. I'm just a conduit. It just all funnels down into this brain. And then I sort through it, and I throw it at you. And I figure, maybe you like this. But this dude bought records for a radio station in Arizona for the blind. And the guy that ran that station was one of these dudes. He wanted everything that was recorded from like 1953 to like 1969. He wanted everything recorded. But he was blind, so he had a group of record buyers around the country finding records, and he would buy their records, and then in return, he would send them a reel-to-reel tape with all the stuff that they found so they could listen to it. And I remember this dude said, hey, I got something you should check out. And I remember he gave me at least 40 to 50 big reels, reel-to-reels of music. And reel-to-reel tape was four tracks. You know, one track stereo, left, right, one way, stereo, left, right, the other way, like a gazette. This guy recorded one track mono, so it was basically four tracks. So I had to go through each of these. So each of these reel-to-reels were 2 hours, but you go track by track, you get like 8 hours. So I'm going through like literally 1,000 hours of stuff. And then he started giving me all these cassettes from this dude. It was just amazing the amount of music that I've been so lucky to get my way and be able to, because this is a rich man's collection. This is a rich man's collection. And that's one thing I really don't like about how they make music collecting very elite. Oh, you need this on vinyl. How much is that vinyl? Oh, that vinyl's $23. Vinyl's $23. Who's got $23? That guy. You know? And so I'm all about passing by the elites and giving, and among all us commoners, taking the elitism out of record collecting, you know? Sure, I'm a snob. There's a lot of things I don't like. There's a big difference between being a snob and being an elitist. Being a snob, you just don't like certain things. Being an elitist, you're just a jerk. All right, here we go. Let me tell you some stuff here. What makes a community vibrant? You know what it does? Public spaces in every neighborhood? Clean air and water? Wow, that sounds beautiful. Good jobs, good paying jobs, and strong local businesses? What does that all have in common? Trees. That's right, I said trees. Leave me alone. Your bark is worse than your blight. If you support healthy community and a thriving economy, then you better be an urban forest activist! That's a massage from the Sustainable Urban Forest. And it really irks me. I was driving by a park yesterday, and they were chopping some trees down. And I don't, there's just no reason. And these were like in the middle of a park. There's no reason to like chop trees down. You know, and actually they say trees, I think some people hate trees just due to the fact that trees, they actually say that trees are very slow vampires. Yes, you know, we supply them with carbon dioxide so they can survive. And then we supply them with fertilizer when we die. So actually, there we go. We're just slowly feeding trees. Yes, sirree. Ain't that a dilly? Nope, it is not a dilly. All right, what do I got to tell you here? All right, how about like it totally hot? Oh my God. Is it totally hot in here? Wicked, awesome beats every Wednesday. Sorry, I dozed off. 10 p.m. 10 p.m. on Wednesday. And I will read to you the worst promo. I don't know who this person is, but I hate this promo. I'm not even going to read it. But I will I'll tell you what. Sometimes among all my Marco Pollockisms, you know, I'm kind of like a Marco Pollock. I just kind of just get, I travel around and get, gather it up and get it and serve it all up nice for you guys. So this is, I'm like the Silk Road of obscure and interesting music. Yes, that's right. Zombo in your brain, your island of joy and madness in a world of insanity. But sometimes my faith in humanity is renewed. I'll find that one nugget. I'll find that one song. One song I never heard before. It might be an old song. For the most part, it probably falls into like the 80s or 90s. I'll find that one song, and it is absolutely earth-shattering. It renews my faith in mankind. It gives me something to tap my toe on, and in the back of my mind goes, I got to put this in your brain. This is a fantastic song. This band out of Britain, I believe in the late 80s, called The Royal Assassins. Song of a Bullet. Dig this, RCT.
Centuries, junkie oblivion, forever put.